Hello, everybody. We're Gloria and Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Somebody ought to shout amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Happy New Year, everybody. Praise God. Amen. 2020. How good is that, girl?
Is it going to be a good one?
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to talk about it, too.
Oh, good. That'll be exciting.
Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Oh, you're so good to us. Your mercy endures forever. Thank God. Oh, you know what, guys? I remember, you know, when I was a scripturally illiterate, and Gloria and I got born again, and I didn't know anything about the word.
Then we were just illiterate.
And don't butt in.
I'm kidding.
That woman you gave me, thank you for her. Saved my life. Anyway, well, what was I telling?
I don't know.
Anyway. I thought, man, alive, I mean, you know, the way I lived before I got saved and all, I just, oh, man, I don't know. And I found that scripture. Jesus died for the ungodly. I thought, man, I qualified. glory to God. And then just a short time after that, because I'm standing there over you, and I'm finding all these scriptures, and it said, His mercy endures forever. I said, God made it.
Amen.
His mercy endures forever. Acts chapter 2, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We do give you praise and honor today. We pray over this wonderful year that's ahead of us. In Jesus' name.
For the best year.
Very first verse. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, oh, that's the way the Spirit of God moves.
Amen.
Don't you love it? Sometimes just go through the New Testament and look at all the suddenlies. We need some suddenlies today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. It was not a rushing mighty wind. Now, there's been manifestations of it that I've heard testified, particularly one or two I'm thinking about right now, the wind was there with it. But it was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it, make a little note there, He sat on them. Now, you see little pictures of this little, this little big lighter flame right here? Forget that. That wasn't what was happening. The glory fell and filled that place where they were sitting. And the fire Himself sat on them. Think about the fire in the first covenant in the wilderness, the pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day. Now, you remember Moses just butted in on God and said, I want to see your glory. Well, he said, I'm not going to let you look at me. Mm-hmm. And he put him up under a rock. But see, he's not a born-again man. Nobody's spirit was recreated until after Jesus was glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Well, I wanted to make the comparison there. This is rich. You'll love this. What had God just grabbed Adam and hugged him, he'd have burned him to a crisp. The very pureness of holiness, to take hold of sinful flesh. He couldn't. No. That connection couldn't be made. And I won't go into all of it, but God, He said, I'll only let you look at my backside. So now, look at the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, Old Covenant, New Covenant. When the Spirit of God came on them in the Old Covenant, came in them in the New Covenant. Huh? You see the difference? Glory to God. He came on them and He sat on them. I mean, glory to God. He sat on them and was infused into them.
You could say they became God-proofed.
Yeah, that's excellent, yeah.
So they could come into
Oh, absolutely. And because they had been made new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. Everybody in this room are new creatures. Glory to God. And those of you in the television audience, if you're not, fix it right now. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I repent. Take my life. Do something with it. Now, go ahead, Brother Copeland. It's that easy.
That's right.
The shortest prayer in the New Testament was Saul of Tarsus. Lord, I did it.
And it will change your life forever.
Ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Praise
ever,
God.
Ever. Amen. Let's get back in. All right. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and He sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now let's take hold of something here. I know everyone here in the audience knows this, but for the benefit of you in the TV audience, I want you to notice them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and what's the understood subject of the sentence?
They.
They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. The Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues through you or through me. He doesn't speak in tongues. He don't need to speak in tongues. He's giving us the utterance, and we do the speaking. Now, this is good for those that have never received, because I've run across this and said, well, Brother Copeland, I'm just waiting for the Spirit of God to say something. Well, He's not going to say anything. He needs your voice.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And you do it in faith.
Yes.
Well, I might say the wrong thing. Well, you weren't all that concerned about saying the wrong thing when you were cussing. Amen. And when you're coming towards God, you think, don't you be saying that in my presence. Nah, that's the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth. And it'll let your mouth say whatever it wants to say, and don't stand there with a frown on your face working at it. No, this is a joyful thing. There wasn't anybody in there saying, oh, fill me, God. Oh, fill me, God. Oh. They didn't know what was going to happen. And when it did, they got so happy they got drunk, man. Hey, bunch of drunks on the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Where was I when I started that? And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, I'll go on. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. It does not say they spoke in their languages. It says they heard it. They heard it in their own languages. This is big news. This very important news in spiritual law and the way these things work. Now, that does happen, but not very often. It does occasionally. A couple of years ago, our kids were down in South America. And they were witnessing to people, and they were in the, they in the deep woods, brother. You know, they're in some really back area, jungle type areas. And somehow, these two guys got separated from their interpreter. And they're trying to talk to this woman. And then I don't know yet how they ever got through to her. But anyway, they finally got where they were talking about Jesus, and she caught on, and she accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And of course, they'd been hearing the interpreter, you know, talk about it, and there was enough there to get. And they prayed for her to receive the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, she just started praising God in fluent English. Now, that's very unusual, but it happened. Amen. I've had an experience along this line a bit where I would be ministering and to someone, and, well, I can tell you this. You'll love this. Gloria and I were in the Philippines, and of course, I'm preaching in English, and I have an interpreter in Tagalog. Now, the young people all speak English because it's required in school. The older folks don't. Well, this woman testified later. She's one of our partners and loved this ministry and so forth. And she's sitting next to her mother, and she's interpreting for her mother. And her mother said, "Would you be quiet? I'm trying to listen to him." She said, "Mama, he don't speak Tagalog." "He certainly does. I'm understanding every word he says."
Ha, ha, ha. That's good.
Isn't that good? Yeah. It was a miracle on her hearing, yeah. Not a miracle on my speaking. Right. Anyway, let's go ahead. And they named all the people that they came from and so forth. Let's go down to verse 11. "Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, 'What does this mean?' Others mocking says, 'These men are full of new wine.'" Now, here's where I want to go. "Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, 'You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell—'" Now, I want you to notice something here. Now, there were 120 people in that room. "Peter stood up with the 11. All 11 of them came forth." Isn't that good? Yes. Yes. Amen. Judas is dead and gone, see? Hallelujah. "Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, 'Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." It's 9 o'clock in the morning. "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Now, here it is. "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come, and it'll come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Praise God. Praise God.
Now, I was praying months ago about the year 2020. And I heard the Lord say, "This will be the year when that prophetic utterance will come to pass say that to me again, Lord. In great manifestation. Visions and dreams, not only in ministers, in ministries, but visions and dreams in the lives of born again people, visions and dreams in the lives of business people. Business visions and dreams will begin to take place in ministries that have never had a prophetic dream in their life. And you don't have to be a prophet to have this. That's just part of the prophet's privilege. But no, he didn't say anything about that. He just said young men and old men. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that means young women and old women too. I'm talking about mankind. Glory to God. Talking about born again people of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, let's go back. We talked about last week the intercessors, the prayers. Let's go back over to the Gospel of Luke. Now, this, of course, was in connection with the birth of Jesus and had to do, during the time, the eighth day when he was circumcised and when he was dedicated to God. Now, nobody else knew really who he was. Now, we look back on it and we know things. We see things. But it just said Mary pondered these things in her heart. She didn't understand what all that meant, but she kept thinking about it and pondering it. Joseph didn't know. They're still thinking about it. And one, I mean, this is just a little 8-day-old baby and all of these things. But let's go back over here now in Luke chapter 2. And we'll look in the 25th verse. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation, waiting for the Messiah of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed. Look at revealed. See that revealed, this revelation knowledge. What is revelation knowledge? It's not knowledge about the book of Revelation. Right. It can be. Revealed knowledge that didn't come through the mind.
Right.
Intellectual knowledge is handed down knowledge. Now, you can get a revelation from that. But we're talking about the Word of God and receiving revelation and insight into the Bible, into what God is saying. And this is what happened to him. Revealed to him that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's anointed, the Lord's Messiah. And he came by the Spirit. The Spirit of God told him, you go over there. Now, he's an intercessor. He prays all the time. And the Spirit of God came up in him and said, you go over at the temple. Something happening over at the temple. So he goes. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him for the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen your salvation. Now come to verse 36. there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. So she was 91 years old. And she'd been praying for the last 84 years. She's prophetess. That's important. She didn't say Simeon was. He's not, it didn't say he's a prophet. She's a prophetess. Oh, that's big, isn't it? Hallelujah. And tell me women are not, well, we won't get into that. Serve God with fasting and prayers night and day. She coming in that instant. She walked in there that the instant they began. I'm telling you, she was right on time. Praise and so was Simeon. The prayers, the intercessors knew what nobody else in that room knew, even his mother. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. Now, the prayers, the ones that are interceding for the government, don't just know what the news people are saying. Gloria coined a phrase years ago, and we put it in the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. She said, and it's a column in there. News before it happens.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, that was back when it was just a little one page. George, Pastor George had just made a one page letter out of
from
it. And it turned into the Victory magazine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it's the prayers that know. Yes. It's the ones that intercede for the nation that get insight to what's going to happen and what is happening right now. Yes. It's literally like being behind the scenes in the spirit, but you can't get there praying on the run. Doesn't happen like that. Amen. I mean, while you're driving down the road going to work in your car. Well, that's good. You ought to be doing that. You sure don't need to be listening to some kind of trash on the radio. Well, I mean, don't be doing that anyway. Take your CDs with you and get you a Bible education while you're going to work. Build your faith on the way to work. But your prayer time should be in that place, in the spirit, and we're out of time. Now, yesterday we were talking about, of course, we're talking about 2020. And I want to go back and read this message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in the Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day or 9 o'clock in the morning. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God." Now, I'm going to read this to you like this. It shall come to pass in 2020. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Here it is. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. 2020. It's here. And the Lord was very, very specific with me about that. Now, of course, immediately when you see 2020, everybody thinks about vision. And Hank Kuhneman in Omaha, Nebraska, powerful prophet of God. Amen. He talked about double vision. Yes. And the doubling of visions and manifestations of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Just, oh, marvelous word. You need to get that. You can go online and get it. And it is, say that again, Lord. We've been building for a long time. This great move of God in the earth. There's more preaching going on now than all the history put together before us. Think about every available voice out there. I mean, it's all over every place. You can't. If you're looking for the gospel, you don't have to look very long. Man, it's everywhere. It's online. It's on television. Praise God, it's in books. It's being declared. The gospel is being preached. Hallelujah. We're approaching that place that where Jesus talked about the gospel shall be preached to all nations. All nations. As a witness. What's the witness? Signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And particularly people in ministry of the word of faith. This has been going on for years now. I mean, you go all the way back to Brother Hagin's ministry. Gloria and I go a long ways back. We've been in this, just a few days here, it'll be 53 years. Praise God. And we were blessed to where we'd been born again for several years, but we still didn't know anything about the Word much.
That's right.
But the first message we ever heard was the word of faith. Now, I was traveling with Brother Roberts, and of course, you know, Oral Roberts, there wasn't an ounce of unbelief in him. My goodness, he's preaching faith, but he's demonstrating it in miracles and signs and wonders. Man, I saw things that your hair won't lay down for, you know, for days. I mean, literally, just there were a couple of incidents where the hair just stuck straight out on my neck. And I was involved in it and laying my hands on people along with him. I saw it work. I saw him use his faith on purpose.
God.
Well, this goes back to 1967. And it was growing then. But it's, oh, what are you talking about? Here we are 53 years later. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it is the power of it. The spiritual power, see, the power of those ministries is still here.
Amen.
They're in heaven.
That's right.
Yes. They're in heaven. Mm-hmm. But the power of their ministry is still here.
Praise God.
That anointing is still in the earth. Right. Glory to God. And their words are still in the earth.
Yes. Yes.
Here's Gloria in my ministry with Oral Roberts, my father in the faith. And then Kenneth Hagin fathered the message of faith in me. And then here is Keith Moore, very, very close personal friends of ours and very powerful ministry, two great churches, one in Branson, Missouri, and the other in Tallahassee, Florida. And I mean, he is a product of Kenneth E. Hagin. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Can you see it? And all of those Rhema students that are out all over the world, man, and churches and moving all over the world, hallelujah. Hey! This thing has been building all this time.
Yes, amen.
Gifts of healings, working of miracles. Amen. Glory to God. Special faith has been manifested. Think about what they said. When Peter and them came back and gave their report to their own company, and they prayed that great prayer, that signs and wonders be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus.
Yes.
The signs and wonders, not in the name, the signs and wonders be done by the name, glory.
Right.
That revelation is in the earth today.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I shake you. Whoa. Yeah. Big amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So this has been building all this time. Think about how long ago this was said. Remember one thing we talked about yesterday? Micah, the prophet Micah, prophesied that a baby, a special baby, is going to be born in Bethlehem. Yeah. It took place 715 years later. 715 years is not any time in the spirit.
No, it's not in eternity.
No, my goodness. Hey, and think about this. To God in the spirit realm, a day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day.
That's right.
715 years, you know, that's about 3/4 of an hour. Mm-hmm. Amen. A little less than a day. But that it's still here. Those words are still here.
That's right.
Those words that were spoken that day in Jerusalem are still here. They're still here.
They're still here, alive and full of power.
Oh, yeah. And empowering people.
Yeah.
We're still reading them. This is still in the book, and it's still causing faith.
Yes,
but faith
right.
cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
It's been building, and it's been building, and it's been building, and it's been building. Smith Wigglesworth back there in the very late 40s prophesied that it was coming. He prophesied it. And then Brother Hagin saw it in the Spirit. I saw it in the Spirit in January 1983. I thought it was going to be in the next few days. Mm-hmm. And that this great outpouring is coming. Signs and wonders and just magnificent things. But you know what the Lord told me then? He said, you start interceding for it. You start making supplication in the Spirit for it. That's what we talked about yesterday. There's the intercessors that knew.
Yeah.
What was happening? Amen.
Yes.
It was Anna and Simeon. She was a prophetess, 91 years old. And the Spirit of God told both of them, you go to the temple right now and you go right in there where you belong. They're the ones that knew who he was. And he wasn't but 8 days old. Nobody else knew but the prayers.
Praise God.
My God.
And back there then, they didn't have the privilege of praying in tongues. All of the other gifts of the Spirit were manifested in the first covenant, except tongues and interpretation of tongues. That it's in this dispensation, of course, because you had to be born again to do that. But hey, we are.
Yes. Yes.
And think about it. Think about this mountain that's been building all this time, back there in 1983, 1985. There's coming, it's coming, it's coming. There's coming outpouring. There's coming an awakening to the United States and the rest of the world. There's coming an outpouring of signs and wonders and miracles like never happened before
Thank
in this
you,
planet.
Lord. We receive it.
Well, in one way it is, because it's all over the world right now. Signs and wonders are happening all over the world. But in little special places here and there, like Toronto several years ago, and like Brownsville in Pensacola area, where people start going to church 7 days a week.
Yes.
You better get ready. You better get ready. It's here just as sure as the turning of the earth. Glory to God. It is here. It is time for that. I'm looking for it this year. I'm looking for it in 2020. Glory be to God. I pray it. I pray it every morning in my prayer time and praying for my partners and praying for my partner churches. Glory to God. That praise God. Go into the power of God. Follow the word. People can't stand it. They just got to get in there and go 7 days a week. Give me some more. Give me some more. Give me some more.
Amen. Yeah.
We're there. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We receive it.
Andrew Womack. Oh, what a man of God. He saw this. You're going up the mountain, and you're having to climb, and you're. You're loaded and you're going up that mountain and you're believing for things and it seems like it's slow and I don't recall the exact words. You can go look it up. And but you get up on top of that mountain, in other words, your spiritual breakthroughs, where you break through the spiritual opposition. Yes. You're only gonna you can't control the devil with prayer. No, you control him with the name of Jesus. But you break through in the spirit in tongues. If you hadn't, if you're born again, you don't speak in tongues, that's your fault. I mean it. Jesus, thing you ever did in your life, because he's already in there, all he has to do is just overflow.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear. That's what I was looking for. All right. So that spiritual breakthrough, he said, you break over the top of that mountain, whoa, you start downhill. Now you got to keep up with it. Now you got to go. You're going downhill, man. The power of God's moving. You're going, hey, come on. Hey, wait for me, Jesus. And that's where we are. We're right up on top of the hill, boys and girls. We're right up there. We're right up there in the spirit. Glory to God. Then you wait and see what 2020 shows up in the kingdom of God. Yeah. We just right up here and we say, all of a sudden, I feel a little lighter than I did. Yeah. Whoa! Suddenly. Suddenly, a sound. Suddenly. Glory to God. Well, I preach till I know where I am. Yeah, I do. I'm right here. Okay, praise God. Now, the intercessors, the ones making supplication in the Spirit. Now, I want to talk about that for a little bit. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to John chapter 15, please. I'll tell you, when I first saw this, it struck me with such a force that it was a moment of revelation, because I've read it no telling how many times. It's what I refer to as just kind of going widescreen. All of a sudden, there's things there that weren't there 30 seconds ago. In the 15th chapter of John, let's read carefully. Tim, how much time do I have, please?
That's 7 minutes.
Okay, thank you. That's perfect. Let's look at the 13th verse and read it very carefully. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, we know he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He will. So this is his will. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will. He will. Yeah. He will show you things to come. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Hey, this is the way I found out stuff about 2020. Is this right here? He will show you things. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, you're a prophet. Well, so what? That doesn't have anything to do with it. Well, the prophet's ministry is involved in that, because that's part of what I do. And it works for you because you're a prophet. No, it doesn't. It works for me because I'm a believer.
That's right.
Jesus said these signs will follow them that believe.
That's
the believer.
Yes.
The Spirit of God's on the inside of you. It'll work just as good for you. He'll show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Talking about the Father now. The Spirit of God will receive from the Father. I got ahead of myself. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. This 15th verse just lit up like a neon sign. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, he'll take what's mine and show it unto you. He just gave us a key to the bank.
Amen.
We have access by the Spirit of God, by praying in the Spirit. We have access to everything the Father knows, everything the Father has. Glory to God. We have as much access to Him as Jesus does, as much as He had while He was on the earth. Doesn't the Scripture say, doesn't the Bible say, we have the mind of Christ? Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, that anointing, we have in us, available to us today, the same anointing on our minds that Jesus had on His mind when He was in the earth ministering.
Yes.
He said, the Scripture says in Philippians chapter 2, oh yeah, we can't talk about that. Let's go over there. Philippians chapter 2, glory to God, one of my favorite spots in the whole Bible. It's all marked up yellow too. Philippians chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5. Oh, is there a seatbelt on that chair? You better fasten it, dear heart. Let this mind be in you. You have to let it. You have to do this on purpose, because the natural mind just won't think this way.
Right.
In fact, you can preach this and people get mad at you.
Right.
if they're carnal-minded. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Now remember, we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, not thought it robbery to be equal with God. Do you get that?
Yeah.
We're born again.
Yes.
Joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Hey! Born in the likeness of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus is the first born again. He's actually the second born again man. Adam was born from life to death.
Amen.
Then Jesus, in the pit of hell, became the firstborn from the dead. Now, he never sinned. And don't you go lie on me and say I said Jesus sinned. Woe be to the man that says that about me or any other person. He never sinned. No. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Joint heirs, not sub-heirs. We've been made one with Him. Glory to God. Now, and think about what He said. All things all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said they take what's mine and show it unto you. We have access to everything He knows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything He has, everything He knows. Hey, why? Because He's right in here. That's why. Glory to God. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Somebody shout amen. Somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God forevermore. This greater one. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go over there to 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's the prayers that know. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, wrote this to Timothy. How much time, Tim? Oh, can I read this in 30 seconds? I exhort therefore the first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Glory to God. First of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, kings and all that are in authority. And we're out of time. Glory. Oh, listen. I flubbed a dub yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah, I did.
Which dub?
I really did it.
What'd you do?
I said about Keith Moore's great churches. One of them in Branson, one of them in Tallahassee. It's not in Tallahassee, it's in Sarasota.
Well,
amen.
A church in Tallahassee probably had a good crowd.
Some church in Tallahassee did. Praise God, brothers. I'll tell you one thing. There's fabulous ministry in Tallahassee. It's Doug Wingate, Dr. Doug Wingate, and Life University. Praise God. And now Gloria and I have honorary doctorate degrees from Oral Roberts University, but we have earned doctorates from Life University. They took our life's work, the books that we've written, the tapes and so forth, and then came up into the CDs and the DVDs And the professors there at Life University actually graded them. And so we have earned doctorates. And, you know, we don't publicize that, but... And I got the paper to prove it.
But you don't have to call me Dr. Gloria unless you just want to.
Okay, Doc, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Doc.
All right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't television just absolutely fabulous? You get to talk about all of these wonderful things. Father, we thank you today. This wonderful year has just begun. And we're thrilled. We're thrilled with you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm thinking about the valley of the shadow of death. We go through that valley and fear no evil. Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are the biggest thing in the valley.
Praise.
And we thank you for you've given us victory over death. And we praise you.
Thank you.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. We're talking about, of course, we're talking about 2020, and we talked about the prophecy of Joel that Peter actually preached on the day of Pentecost. And praying about this year and so forth, that 2020, of course, it just lends itself to vision. And praying about that, and I heard the Lord say, This will be the time of great manifestation of dreams and visions. Well, in fact, let's go over there and read that. I was going to read this here in 1 Timothy, but we're coming right back to that just as quick as we get through with this. Let's go back to Acts chapter 2. And where Peter said, on the day of Pentecost, Peter, standing up with the 11 in the 14th verse, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, or 9 o'clock in the morning. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, it shall come to pass in 2020, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This is the time of greater manifestations of dreams and visions. I'm talking about in the supernatural. Prophetic dreams.
That's right.
We're going to hear of some very, we're going to experience, let me put it that way. Yeah. We're going to experience. It didn't say your young prophets and old prophets. It said your young men.
That's right.
And old men. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be intensive increase of manifestations of prophetic dreams, insights, concepts in that world.
Good.
But now you really, really must be very aware, because the devil calls dreams and visions. Make absolutely sure. You're listening to me out there? If you have a dream like that, don't you tell anybody. Don't you say anything about it until you check it out with the Word of God. If it doesn't match the Word of God, or if you don't know, keep your mouth shut about it till you find out. Because he'll come along and with that. You know, he can manifest himself as an angel of light and actually appear and say something like, "It's just not God's will to heal you just now. But be ready, because one of these days it's going to come to pass." That's a lie from hell.
Yes. Amen.
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 You just check it out for yourself.
Right.
He did not say that. Jesus did not say that when he was ministering in the earth. He didn't tell anybody to wait. He didn't tell anybody it wasn't God's will. He just said, "Be it done unto you according to your faith."
Right.
Your faith made you whole. Glory to God. Not one apostle ever told anybody to wait. Not one time. Not the apostle Paul, not Silas, not Barnabas.
Amen.
It's not in there. It's his will for everybody to be absolutely well, absolutely prosperous, even as your soul prospers.
Thank you, Lord. We receive it.
And dreams and visions come in the soulish realm.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So just be aware. Don't get all that up in the air about it and excited about it. It's all right there. You're supposed to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it is, however, the intercessors, the prayers that have access more in the Spirit than people that don't take time to get in the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk in the Spirit instead of the flesh, mm-hmm, or walk after the Spirit instead of the flesh. In one sense of the word, we are in the Spirit. But is that where you're living? Remember what Jesus said? If you abide in me and my word abides in you, if my word is alive in you, then you ask what you will and it will be done unto you.
Amen.
So, stepping out in the Spirit. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now, you step out in there, you can't do that praying in your natural language.
That's right.
Because you're praying words coming out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to be praying in tongues to pray in the Spirit, as the Apostle Paul said, I will pray with my understanding, 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I will pray with my understanding. I will pray with my spirit. You're talking about praying, actually praying in tongues. I will sing in my spirit, by my spirit. I like what the Classic Amplified says there. And I will sing in my understanding. Now notice he said, I will. It's not, you have to wait until some kind of, there's some kind of ecstasy come on you. No. Now people thought that, but just not knowing what the Bible said about it. But, and I'm not knocking that at all, but I am, it needs to be put in its place. He said, I will pray with my understanding, and I will pray in the Spirit. It's an act of your will. Somebody said to my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, you just sounds to me like, and I'm talking about that, because he was talking about praying in tongues and interpreting it back, and he walked in that. In fact, you remember where the Bible said God gave David the plans for the temple? God gave Oral Roberts the plans for the campus of Oral Roberts University. And he got it by praying in tongues and then interpreting back to himself. And the Spirit of God through that avenue gave him the design of all those buildings. That's the way he got it. Amen. Praise God. Now, it's in the Spirit where things happen. And you step off in there. Well, I didn't feel anything. Forget feelings. Your body doesn't have anything to do with this. Right. This is over. We don't walk by, we walk by faith, not by sight. So you, when you're praying in the Spirit, and I do most of my praying for my partners and interceding for the country and so forth. While I'm talking about this, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I do most of it in tongues, in the Spirit. Now, I exhort therefore that first of all, say that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings, well, of course, they had kings back in those days. But now the next phrase explains that. And for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will... It is His will,
yes, it is. Yes.
That all men be saved,
yes, it is.
And come to the knowledge of the truth,
yes.
That there is but one God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's one God.
Yes, there is.
And one mediator between God and men, the man. And every time I pray that, I come down on that. He's the man. Glory to God. He's my man. He's the man. The Messiah, the anointed Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. And it strikes me, and many times I say this, and praise God, this ministry and all that it does is a voice of that testimony.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That there's one God and one mediator, and He gave Himself as a ransom for all. Hallelujah. If that don't set you on fire, your wood's worth, brother. Praise God. Amen. Now, Notice the intercession starts out for all men. Then it goes from that to all that are in authority. Why? That the church live in peace and honesty and godliness. And I'm very, very sad to say, most Christians have no idea that verse is even in the Bible. And they certainly don't do it first of all. They start out with, oh, God, oh, God. That ought to come later. Amen. Somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, you know, I'm telling you, Smith Wigglesworth had documented cases of the dead being raised. Yes. Numbers of cases. I talked to a very good friend of mine, he's in heaven now, but Charles Duncombe, he was an Englishman. And Smith Wigglesworth was a Yorkshireman and from England. And he was preaching in his church. And they had a, Professor Duncombe told me this personally. And he said, Brother Copeland, this man will frighten you. And so there's someone, they were having a funeral and a wake. And in the home there, and of course, Wigglesworth didn't know him, but there was, and actually it wasn't part of Professor Duncombe's congregation, but that was someone in his congregation was in that family, and anyway, he went to pay his respects, and Wigglesworth went with him. Two French doors in there. And now, I'm saying all this because Wigglesworth was an intercessor. He was, oh, man, prayed all the time. And they had French doors, and the coffin was behind those French doors. The family's all sitting in there. And Wigglesworth just walked, in there, and Wigglesworth, now he's a prayer now, right. An intercessor. Spent enormous, totally uneducated. God taught him how to read the Bible. He'd never read any publication in his life except the Bible. Never went to school a day in his life. He just walked right in there, pulled that guy out of that coffin, and stood him up in the corner. And he had a booming voice, in the name of Jesus. Live! Turned him loose and he just slid down. He picked him up and put him in the corner again. Said the same thing again. Just slid down. He picked him up and just slammed him into the corner. and he walked Wigglesworth to the door. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, that's your problem. Amen. Documented cases in hospitals. Now, I brought all that up to say this. They asked Wigglesworth. He went home to be with the Lord in 1946, I believe it was, in his 80s. And they asked him, how long do you pray? Oh, he said, about 15 minutes. They were shocked. But he said, I don't usually go 15 minutes without praying.
That's right.
So he prayed all the time. He prayed in the Spirit all the time.
That's right.
Mm. Amen. You can pray in tongues in the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you've trained yourself in that and it's very, very important to your life, then you're praying in tongues under your breath. Speaking to yourselves,
yes.
Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Yes.
Well, Brother Copeland, do you think he heard me? Do you think he heard you when you prayed to yourself in English or whatever language you speak, in Espanol? Huh? Well, of course he did. He's in here, sweetheart. Well, they don't feel like my prayer got any higher than the roof. Feelings. It didn't need to get any higher than this.
Right.
Hallelujah.
If he's in here.
Yes.
The one that's hearing your prayer is right here. He's not there. But Jesus at the right hand of the Father ever maketh intercession for us. But our advocate and our standby and our comforter and our teacher and our strengthener, the Father that dwelleth within, representing Jesus, is the healer. Come on! Oh, praise God. I'm telling you, I don't preach me happy again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, where was I? Amen. To be testified of in due time. Now, let's go over to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. This is extremely interesting. Now, the book of Ephesians is not but 6 chapters. Just take the time and just sit down and read it like a letter.
Yes.
Yeah. And listen to it. It's a letter written to you. For instance, starting with that first verse, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So, we're talking about living long on the earth. For years and years and years and years and years and years. I would see long for long life, he'll satisfy you, and so forth and so on. And, you know, most people think about 70 or 80 or so. But no. That in the 90th Psalm where it says 70, 80 by strength. God didn't say that. He didn't. No, he didn't promise us that. Now, most people think he did. That was a curse that came on those people in the desert.
Yes.
Never was his will in the first place.
No, it wasn't.
Never was. Amen. Genesis 6:3, wouldn't that be right in the first of the book? Only
yes.
3 verses into the 6th chapter of Genesis,
yes.
Yep.
He said the days of man shall be 120 years.
Amen.
Now, God said that one.
Yes.
So, when I learned that, and the Lord asked me if I would believe for that, and then, of course, whatever he asked is my command, well, then I began to see that's what the whole Bible is referring to. Because God said it in the first book in the Bible.
Yes.
So then that flows all the way through the 91st Psalm. It flows all the way through the New Testament. Praise God.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Amen. Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Happy New Year. Praise
yes.
God.
That,
I'm telling you, this is a big one. It's a pivotal year in the Spirit and in the kingdom of God. And today and tomorrow, you'll know. You'll hear it. You'll see it. Father, we thank you for this. We glorify your name. We draw and call attention to you, Jesus. You are the Lord. You are the advocate general of the church. You're in command of this whole thing. This country belongs to you. It don't belong to the devil. Glory to God. It belongs to you. You bought it and paid for it. Thank you, Jesus. It was formed to worship you. And we thank you. And we call attention to that today. In your name we pray. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. You said whatever we ask in your name, you'd do it. And we thank you in Jesus' name for that in the 14th chapter of John. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Oh, this has been good, hasn't it? Let's go ahead and let's go back to the book of Ephesians where we were yesterday when we closed. I want to read this whole chapter, well, the first 18 verses of it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Bring them up tenderly. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. What's he saying? He's saying, if you're employed by someone, this is not based on how your employer treats you. It's not based on how your mother and daddy treated you.
That's right.
You might have had a sorry childhood, but they brought you into this world. And you're honoring them could very well be the thing that changes their lives. I'm telling you people, this is big. When you obey it, you do it because God said it. He said it, and I believe it. And I'm His to command.
That's right. Yeah.
And His word command is His command.
Yes.
What He says in this word to me is a commandment. Amen. Every word of it is a commandment.
That's right.
Not just a certain, the big 10 and that kind of thing. Right. No, every word He says, do this, glory not, do it.
That's right.
Whether we like it or not, whether we feel like it or not, that's what He said.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I mean, treat your boss like he's working for Jesus.
That's right.
And you may just get just gritty as it can be. No, you just keep praying in the Spirit and you just keep loving.
Amen.
You just keep walking in love. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Keep walking in love. Keep walking in love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now get ready, there's something coming up here. With good will, doing service as unto the Lord, or as to the Lord and not to men, knowing, say, I know something.
I know something.
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man or woman doeth or does to the boss, to his mother, to his father, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You show respect to that boss, whether he deserves it or not. That's not the case here. Whether he or she deserves it or not, but you show respect.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Comes in there and tells you to do something in your eyes is just stupid. But hey, wait a minute, baby. The boss may know some things about this business you don't know yet.
That's right.
But if you're working for him or her and that's the way they want it done, do it that way. Do it that way. It's their business, not yours. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, it worked better like this. It may do it, but that's not your right. You can go in there and say, boss, may I share something with you? I've been thinking about this. Well, what do you think about maybe doing that like this? Well, no, I don't want to do that. Okay. Praise God. Just go on.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Now the seed is sown.
That's right.
And if that is the way to do it, you may not get credit for it. Who cares? The business prospers.
Yes. Right.
What are you doing? You're qualifying for your own business with what you're doing. God sees it, knowing that whatsoever good thing anybody does, the same will receive. He'll receive good from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
masters do the same thing. Now, let's come on down. Look at the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, we've known this, but I want you to see something about this full armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith. That's the reason we preach and teach faith so much. You got to know how to do it. If it's a shield, you don't know how to use it. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying. That's prayer armor.
Yes.
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 That's prayer armor.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't stop with the armor. The 18th verse is part of it. Prayer is part of the armor.
That's good.
Now listen to this. Praying always with all prayer or all different kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's the only way you can pray, watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. That's the only way you can pray for people you don't know is in the Spirit.
Yes.
In tongues, glory to God.
Yes.
Now, when you're praying in tongues, that's when you get led by the Spirit in how to pray. Man, I'll be praying, and I have order about what I pray, and then takes an hour and a half to 2 hours to do it. And I'll be praying according to the order, the way the Lord laid it out to me. And I'm praying for all of my partners. Then the Lord will take part of it and maybe shift it over here. I need to be praying right now about that. I've had this happen several times when I'm praying for my widows. And I have a list of 20, praise God, for whom I pray. And I just put the list up there and front of me. I have it in my phone because a lot of time it's dark out there when I out on that deck when I'm praying. And so I just flip my widow list and start calling them by name and just praying in the Spirit. Sometimes you stop on one particular and you be in a, and I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on maybe in some of them's lives, but boy, the Lord will send me up on some. That doesn't happen unless you're praying in tongues.
That's right.
Now just praying in the natural, sometimes some of it come across your mind, but no, you have to get out of your head and get in your spirit, because you have to get in there where God is.
Yes.
In the Spirit.
Yes.
Praying in the Spirit.
Yes.
Now, expand your thinking about that just a little bit. I'm praying in tongues, which is praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But see yourself praying in the Spirit. You're stepping out where there's no distance nor time. You're moving over there into that place. I remember back when praying an hour in tongues was work. Not anymore. You step out of that in the Spirit. And of course I have my phone and I just hit that over there on the timer. I've got them, you know, I go ahead and set an hour and a half in there and just hit that and lay the phone down and here I go. And sometimes that thing will go off and shock me, and just like it did yesterday, I think, are you kidding me? This an hour and a half has already gone by. Well, what's happened? I'm not working at it. I am in the Spirit. I'm out there where there's no time. I've stepped over into that realm where I'm allowing the Lord to just motivate me and move my thinking. Sometimes I get, sometimes I'm praying for President Trump. Sometimes I'm praying for Mike Pompeo. And sometimes I'm praying for Rick Perry, or I'm praying for Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. And I'm praying for different ones, and the Lord will say, you just stay there for a little while, just pray in tongues there for a little bit. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Okay. And what's happening there is the Spirit of God. And let me tell you this. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. Romans 8, 26 and 27. The King James says, that, well, let's turn over there. Hold your place there in Ephesians, because I want to get right back to that. The 8th chapter of Romans is one of the most pregnant chapters in the Bible. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. That is three Greek words put together. Take hold with us against. Take hold with us against our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or cannot be uttered in articulate speech. So you will have to be praying in tongues here in this area. So what's he saying there? Lord, I'm limited here. Unless I'm praying in tongues, then I'm unlimited. Take hold together with me in this. There are things, listen to me now. God created the heavens and the earth and then gave it all to mankind. And mankind is the one that messed it up. So, there are things in the earth that God, because of His own will and the way He established authority here, that He can't do. Oh, He's God and sovereign, do whatever He wants to. No, He can't. No, He cannot. He's already established that, and He will not cross His own word. Remember, Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, earth is first. So in agreement, we bind the devil on earth, and then we look to Jesus to support that and bind him from heaven. Amen. So there are certain things that need to be done in the earth that somebody's going to have to ask him to do. It says he searched for one that would stand in the gap and find nobody. He would have done it if one had interceded, but he couldn't unless somebody did. Are you getting that?
Yes.
Well, then shout amen, Lord.
Amen.
This is vital information to the body of Christ. So when you're in that, make yourself available to that. Lord, I'm yours to command, sir. I'm your servant. Use my faith. Use my voice as I pray in the Spirit. Put whatever words, give me utterance in there, whatever you need to be asked, whatever you need in here. And if it be good, I believe I receive interpretation of it according to the 14th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Pray ye also that ye interpret that your mind be not unfruitful. Amen. So it's very important that he has the tools to work with. If all you know about politics is what you see on the news media, you're grossly uninformed.
That's true.
You're grossly uninformed. And you don't get mad at politicians. You have to forgive them.
That's right.
Particularly those that don't know God, they're dangerous.
Yes.
But those are the ones you really need to be praying for. So as we move in that area, it's so important that we intercede in the Spirit.
Yes.
Now notice, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Wait a minute, we're not done. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. We're not done till we get through praying for your pastor. We're not done till we get through praying for the ministry. We're not done until we get done interceding and allowing God to use us to move in any area, in any realm on earth in which he needs us. We are tools in the hands of the Lord Advocate General. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to
God.
And you may be just praying along there, and all of a sudden you get up and the Lord said, go call so-and-so. Oh, okay. Well, don't separate that from where you just came.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now, what are we seeing? What are we seeing? What's going on? What is all this turmoil all over the earth? Hey, come on. This is the last of the last day.
Yes.
Wars and rumors of wars are happening right on time.
Yes.
Politicians are doing stupid things. I'm talking about people in other countries attacking other people and all that that's going on. It's on the news every day. He can't help that. He's being driven by the thief that steals, kills, and destroys. Has put it in his mind to attack, attack.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for those.
Yes.
Well, I don't see why President Trump don't do this. How many in here know personally President Trump? How many of you have ever met him? Well, she has. And I have. I still, even though I've laid hands on him and prayed for him, and I know a lot about his background, and I have intimate connection with him, and I know things. And this is the reason I know. I see and hear the lies.
Right.
And people don't understand why he does what he does.
Exactly.
Why don't he get in there and attack them people? Why don't he do all of this? That's none of your business. It's our business to pray.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you what he's done. Listen to me. He's put America first again.
Yes.
And he's not all that hot to send American troops in there and just start them getting killed and getting a war he can't get out of.
Right.
Now, there's things I wish he'd have done and I wish all of that. I'm not running this. Jesus is.
Yes.
They ask him, what do you want to be known for? He said, I want to go down history as the president that prayed more than any of the rest.
Wow. Praise God. That'll work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Now we need to be interceding for him.
Yes.
And interceding for those that are around him.
Yes.
Amen. And interceding where the decisions are being made. And not make decisions of ours. We don't have any information.
No, we don't.
The news media doesn't have any information.
That's right.
There are telephone calls going on behind the scenes in there. The military knows things. The president knows things.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of praying people in that White House.
Amen.
We've got a lot of praying people around him.
Amen.
That pray a lot.
Yes.
That pray a lot. He's got people in that White House right there in his office praying a lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have to trust God first and then trust that our president hears.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something else. Even if he didn't know God the way he does, God said in his word, he'll change the heart of a king like he changed the course of a river. You still make that intercession, praise God.
Amen.
Whether you agree with his politics or not. It's a very foolish thing to badmouth and curse and damn your president.
Oh, yes it is.
Well, he's the only president you have. But then people do stupid things because they make stupid decisions.
Amen.
Because the devil, it's not that people are stupid.
No.
I didn't say they're stupid, but the decisions are. Because their decisions not based on spiritual fact. Their decisions based on assumptions and personal opinions and personal hates and feelings.
Yes.
I'm talking about on both sides of the aisle.
That's right. Yes.
But what does the word say? First of all.
First of all, that's what we read.
First of all, pray for those that are in authority.
Pray for those that are in authority, that we live in peace.
Yeah. Does it give you any options there?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, no.
That's right.
No, it doesn't.
No
it
option.
It certainly
That's
doesn't.
Right. We pray.
That's our responsibility.
After all, we live here.
That's right.
We'd be stupid not to pray. Right. In light of all of that, we'd be crazy not to pray. First of all. Amen.
And he said, first of all, prayers of intercession and supplication.
Yes.
For all men.
And in order to do that, you have to do it in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And in the Spirit, oh, yeah, thank you. There's no time nor distance in the Spirit realm.
That's right. That's right.
And while we're interceding, I don't just intercede for Donald Trump. I intercede for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and everybody that's involved in this government.
That's right.
Because there's not just one party here. I happen to be a Republican, but hey, that's just between God and me and glory.
Right.
But he said all men.
All men.
Amen. So the only way you can do it is do it in the Spirit.
That's
in
it.
Tongues. What about 2020?
What about it?
What about it? Glory to God. Colossians chapter 1. All of my partners will recognize this because this is on one of the prayers that we pray for our partners and put on the bottom of the letter. In the 9th verse, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled." Say filled.
Filled.
Filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I mean, that's enough to shout about right there. Amen. Glory. That's God's will.
Amen.
That's God's desire.
I receive that.
That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Hey, this is something you can pray for this country.
That's right.
Yes. Are you listening to me now? Because this is, hey, this is a Bible prayer. He's praying for it. He's praying for these people. Increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might or dunamis, miracle working power, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and dunamis. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyful thanks, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father. Oh, I'm giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, here it is. Who hath delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness and hath translated us, took us out of darkness and put us in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And it is the kingdom of God's agape.
Yes.
The word agape was translated dear in the love kingdom.
Right.
Whoa! God loves this nation.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
What's happening in this country? He's delivered us from the authority of darkness. Think about all the born-again people in the United States. And hey, all of you outside the United States, you don't understand as well as I do, glory to God, that what happens in your nation is so tied to what happens in this one.
That's right.
Amen. All over the world.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
Glory to God. And in whom we have redemption, in whom this nation has redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Now, I had the Lord say this to me a few years ago. Well, I'd say about 4 years ago now or so. You know, when I think 4 years is probably 8, but anyway, some years ago. He said, now I've never heard the audible. I've heard the audible, but not the voice of the Lord. And well, I'll explain that. When I was flying over this property many, many years ago, I heard it. To me, it was audible. And it sounded like a radio announcer coming to you from the revival capital of the world. And it was just, it's about dark. And I looked down to my audio panel and see if I left the AM radio switch up, which I never do. And I looked down there, and then I realized that didn't come through the radio. I heard that. But that wasn't the voice of the Lord. Well, it was, but I just wanted to explain that. Anyway, but you hear it right in here. All Christians have this. And particularly those that have been baptized in the Spirit, you have it particularly, and but you have to learn to hear it. You have to. Anyway. Excuse me. He said, Kenneth, do you think George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, fathers of the country, he said, when they formed this nation, he said, do you think they had any idea what it was going to look like 100 years from now? From then? Well, I'd never thought about that. It had never been done before. Now, they had, of course, ideas. You would, naturally. Now, naturally is a good word. But they didn't know anything about any government but England. Now, listen to this. He said, Kenneth, all this trouble that's going on right now, all of this problem and trouble, he said, these are birth pangs to the rebirth of this nation. It's being reborn right now.
Praise God.
And he said, I'm going to tell you something else, son. He said, you have no idea what this one's going to look like when I get through rebirthing it. Oh, isn't that good?
Amen.
Hey, 2020. 2020, dreams and visions, insights into the future. We're there, kids.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout. We're there. We are there just as sure as you and I are sitting here.
Let's have it, Lord.
Amen. What about 2020? What about it? What a time. It's, well, I'm going to go ahead and give you these. In praying about 2020 and what I told you about the prophecy of Joel, that came almost immediately when I started praying about 2020. But I said, Lord, just being 2020, it lends itself to 2020 vision, and then therefore into visions and dreams and so forth, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I said, I'm not satisfied with that. And I kept praying in the Spirit about it, and I'd think about it and bring it up, and then go on about my business. And I didn't get anything until just, well, let's see, few days ago. On my way, I was preaching in Tuba City, Arizona, on the Navajo Nation. We've been involved in the Navajo Nation now for almost 50 years, 47, 48 years. And it was a special gathering there, and we were in the airplane going, I wasn't thinking about that. I had prayed that, but I didn't have that on my mind. All of a sudden, it just started, the Spirit of God just came all over me. And I just started to say something, and then Dr. David Weeder, of course, my companion, was there. I said, David, you better take this down. And he took it down as I spoke out of my spirit. 2020 will be a year of great change. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to His church by His mighty Spirit. Excuse me. Glorious concepts of how His laws work. The laws governing increase and financial prosperity. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestation of His almighty power in the earth. New concepts of His love. His very person, for He is love. Insights into the true power and strength of His joy. It will be days of political change, great victories and great defeats. For the spiritual enemies of God and His people shall be crushed. Now, He didn't say people would be crushed. He said the spiritual enemy. Principality, we read that yesterday. Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world. Yes. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. You're not talking about blood. Right. Now, flesh and blood is involved. Right. But those devils will be crushed.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Spirits, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the church. Their dreams shall be dashed. Their desires shall be wounded, and they shall be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, and some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God, and I will never forget that. Change. 2020, the year of change and manifested power, saith the Lord. October the 13th, 2019, headed to preach in the Navajo Nation. Last night, I had just gone to bed. I was thinking about today and our time together today and so forth. And I was just laying there. And in fact, Gloria had already gone to sleep. And I was just laying there, just praying in the Spirit, just thinking about today. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, go get that word that came in the Victory-thon. Now, the way they had that set up in the Victory-thon, of course, everything was being done up here at headquarters and there at KCBC's auditorium. But I had a setup there in our den living room there. And they had a camera there in cases that the Lord said something to me and I wanted to butt in on what they were doing. And so...
Which happens frequently.
Well, Gloria and I both were sitting there. Now, she had gotten up. I'd forgotten how she'd gotten up and gone to another room for some reason. And it just came on me. And I just began to, the word of the Lord came out. Well, they kept that camera on all the time, so all they had to do was just let somebody know and they'd open the feed, and but the camera was on me. Mm-hmm. I really didn't realize that. I was just sitting there and it just came on me. I just began to speak about it. I had forgotten it until last night. And I remembered how they dovetail together. That's all one word.
Yes.
Now listen to what their dream shall be dashed, their desire shall be wounded on both sides of the political aisle. Listen to this. Those politicians that refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America and not just America, those politicians that refuse to listen, excuse me, those politicians that continue the pathway of hate, I will remove them from their place. I will remove their influence from the record books. I will remove their candle in their families, and I will remove them from office and put somebody in there that will. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. That was Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019. So now here was Tuesday, October the 1st, and then October the 13th, so there's 12 days there.
Yes.
You have to understand, and those that are not familiar with these kind of things, I have to go back and read these to see what I said, because it didn't come out of my mind. It comes out of my spirit. And somebody could say, well, you know, you said, and I said, did I say that? I don't believe I said that. And I said, well, wait a minute. And they got, well, yeah, I did. I said that. But it doesn't have anything to do with my mind. It comes right straight out of my spirit.
Yes.
And so that actually is one word. But the thing we need to realize, things are changing in 2020.
Yes, they are.
Most of it's good.
Yes.
Whole lot more good stuff than the bad. People have a tendency to settle up on the bad. No. He didn't say he's damning those politicians. No, he's saying those that refuse to do what he says, they're just going to do something else. That doesn't mean they won't ever get it. That doesn't mean he has anything against them. It just means they're bucking his will. And it's on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Not all Democrats are heathen. And not all Republicans are Christians.
That's right. That's right.
There's some heathens on both sides of the aisle.
Amen.
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 But now, the Republican platform, as you know, acknowledges God. The Democratic platform does not. There's a big divide there. That never was God's will.
No, it wasn't.
Men did that.
That's right.
And it has not always been that way.
That's right.
It's just been in recent years. This is a recent phenomenon.
Yes,
you know, I've been around a long time. And I remember back in the days when my dad was a Democrat, because he was raised in the country and as a country boy and a farm boy, and most people out there were Democrats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it was just a difference in their viewpoint about government and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it was the way the Lord was leading him to keep God in government. And he was just led to become a Republican because of that and their platforms and so forth. Nowhere near all this hate and fighting on both sides and wrangling. And it's Satan trying to kill this nation.
Yes, that's what it is.
But he can't have it. Not till we're done with it. Not till Jesus is done with it. He cannot have it. Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
2020 is a big time.
Yes, it is.
It's pivotal in a lot of different ways.
Hallelujah.
Because we're growing, this mountain of spiritual power has been growing all these years, particularly all of the 20th century.
Yes.
Azusa Street. Amen. Coffeeville, Kansas. Outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Ha! 20th century. Glory to God. And the windup of the 20th century. Glory to God. I've been in it since 1936. I've seen a lot of stuff. Amen! Hallelujah! Glory be to Jesus. What'd you say, Tim? How much time we got? Oh, dear, we're out of time. Oh, dear. Oh. 15 seconds, Glory.
You were pretty young in 1936, as I recall.
Yeah, well, you weren't there. You weren't born yet. Hey, Jeremy, hallelujah. Go ahead, son.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith. Do you need direction for your life?
2020 will be a year of great change. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus.
Reset and refocus on your vision for 2020 with the Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar. Follow the daily reading plan that takes you through the Bible in a year. Be encouraged each month by faith-filled scriptures. You can see what KCM meetings to attend, watch live, and pray over. Use it as a tool to track your faith victories throughout the year. Keep growing spiritually, and a year from now, look back and see the goodness of God in your life.
Request your free KCM calendar for 2020 at kcm.org/TV special. Shipping charges may apply. Offer good for 60 days. For more information, go to kcm.org.
The first step to living in that constant communion with God is to be born again. And there are many people in this life that blame things and find fault with their own selves, and they blame it. Well, I was born this way. I was born with that. You know what the truth is? We were all born that way. And this is why God doesn't care so much about the way you were born as much as He does the way you are reborn. This is why He made Jesus available to us so that we could be born again when we make Him the Lord of our lives, and we would receive from our Heavenly Father a new nature. We would be a new creation and born again from death to life with His life on the inside of us. I know there are people watching right now. Many of you are born again, full of the Holy Spirit, shouting amen. But there might be just one person watching this today and you don't even know how you came across this broadcast. Well, Jesus wanted you to see this. Jesus wanted you to hear this. And Jesus wants to be the Lord of your life. If you've never prayed this prayer, if you've never made Him the Lord of your life, then today is the day of your salvation. And it's so simple. Just believe this in your heart and say it out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of all my past, all my sin. Make me new. Make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me, that He rose again for me. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, You are my Lord. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer with me, this is the first day of this year, January 1st, 2020, and this is your born again birthday. And all of heaven is celebrating with you. We're celebrating with you. Why? Because old things have passed away. All things are new in Christ Jesus. And my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have a gift that they want to give to you. We call this our salvation package. It's a book, a small book called He Did It All For You. In this book, you're going to find out what Jesus did for you, find out who you are in Him, who He is in you. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of brochures that are just going to help you start reading and studying your Bible, and it's free. If you want this free salvation package, just go to kcm.org. And let me encourage you, every day, Spend time in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Read it with eyes wide open and a heart wide open. And watch this broadcast. You can watch these broadcasts on YouTube. You can watch them on kcm.org. But whatever you do, spend time with Jesus. He wants to spend time with you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
So come together, worship together, and know this, that the greatest is yet to come. The value of prayer is more than you've ever known. And the times of prayer, the times of intercession have come to a place where it's no longer so much of the groaning, but the praising and the shouting, for the victory has come. Hallelujah.
April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California, USA. August 3rd through 8th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
Today is offering day, and I want to read this to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." When you hear word like you've heard today, you've been watching this broadcast all week, all year, or for year after year, your response then, if it's done something in your life, is to go before the Lord and say, "Okay, Father, how do I respond to this word? How do I respond to the good word that I've heard so that it doesn't just end with me, but it gets out into the lives of people all over the world and it does in their lives what it's done in mine?" So if you've heard something today, go before the Lord. Find out what your part to play is in this. And if the Lord has a part for you to play, that makes you a partner in this ministry. When you partner with this ministry, you are sending the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world, from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. You're a part of every broadcast that's aired. You're a part of every teaching material that gets sent out. You're a part of every meeting that gets held in places across the United States and around the world. That's the power of partnership. And I want you to know, those of you who are partners, that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray for you every day, and you are never a single day without prayer. Even as the prayer ministry here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries prays daily over the partners. They pray in faith. They're praying about the good things that our good God wants to do in your life. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We call them blessed, increased, and multiplied in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching today. Tune in next week. My dad, Pastor George Pearson, will be right here with my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, teaching us how to access our heavenly bank account. You don't want to miss this. Hey, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.